In the world of machines and technology, there is a continual research going on to find ways to make mechanical devices operate more efficiently. On this edition of The Graduate School Presents, Bob Falco, Associate Professor in Michigan State University's Department of Mechanical Engineering, discusses research he has been doing on ways to cope with the phenomenon of turbulence.
Well, we're interested in understanding fundamental mechanisms of the transfer of fluids when they're in a chaotic state, which is called turbulence. Turbulence is familiar to most of us because we can see the movement of pollutants either in air or in water. The impression that we get is one of a chaotic motion, which is seemingly random or indescribable in terms of its repetitiveness. But as it turns out, there's a fair degree of order in those kinds of flows, and we're studying the nature of these ordered portions of the flow.
What causes turbulence in the first place?
Turbulence is caused by a basic instability in fluid flows. The conditions under which a fluid will move smoothly over a surface are in fact extremely restrictive, and almost no important technological applications involve laminar, so-called laminar or smooth fluid flows. This instability is essentially impossible to prevent, and so that we are, for the most part, as engineers, we have to deal with turbulent fluid flow. And an important point here is that the mathematical formulation of the problem is one that really is not solvable. We have one more unknown in our problem than we have equations, and therefore we cannot make analytical progress.
What kind of turbulence in particular are you looking at?
Well, we're looking at turbulence in air and in water. The studies in air are done in a wind tunnel in the basement of the engineering building. In that flow field, we can seed the air with microscopic oil particles, which act essentially as a pollutant, as a marker, so that we can see the airflow. We illuminate that flow with sheets of laser light and use fast response instrumentation to measure the velocity fields in the flow. We have a unique capability of putting that flow visualization scheme together with the fast response instrumentation so that simultaneous measurements of these concentration patterns and the velocity fields can be made and analyzed later.
What do you see as the long-term benefits of research in this area?
Well, I think clearly the long-term benefits are savings in energy. We have, we obviously have an energy problem. And a large portion of that problem is involved in either the transfer of heat from a solid surface to a fluid, i.e. boilers and nuclear reactors, or the transfer of momentum from a solid surface to a fluid, i.e. the movement of cars, ships, planes, trains. Those are both boundary layer applications where we have this inefficiency in the turbulence, which we're trying to improve. One other area of problems which we're also involved in is the mixing of two fluids via the turbulent motion. This problem is important in combustion, which is the other major area of inefficient use of fuels. Again, power generating stations, which are notoriously inefficient, share a large fraction of that inefficiency comes in the combustion processes. Attempts to improve the efficiency of combustors will be very important on the whole in terms of energy savings.
Bob Falco, Associate Professor of Mechanical Engineering, on this edition of The Graduate School Presents, for the Michigan State University Tape Network, this has been John Nielsen.